This video is brought to you by Surfshark. Why is it so hard for this administration to tell the truth about the Epstein files? Obviously, I ask that in jest. I know the real answer, but again, why is it so hard for a bunch of grown adults to not get caught with their pants down lying on almost a daily basis? FBI Director Kash Patel, for example, should at the very least resign immediately. Resign effective immediately for lying in front of Congress under oath. At the very most, he should be investigated like any other normal American who lies in front of Congress, which most Americans don't ever end up doing that. But Kash Patel, in this case, seems to have. Before we even dig into all of the new Epstein updates, the million plus files that have been released, and Trump's reaction, make sure you subscribe to the Atomocracy feed. Make sure you drop a like on this video. It means the world. And let's just start with this broad summary of the Epstein files that I think hit the nail on the head perfectly. Trump said he would release the files if he won. Then Pam Bondi said they were on her desk, but then the files didn't exist. Then they were a hoax. But then Obama wrote the files, but then they're a hoax again. Then Obama is in the files, even though he somehow wrote the files, but wait a minute, the files are a hoax again. But then Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden wrote the files, but Joe Biden is in the files. And don't forget, the files are a hoax. Charlie Kirk, who wants the files released, gets shot, and suddenly the files weren't in the news at all. And then the government shuts down right after that. So oops, we can't release the files. And then, remember, the files are a hoax anyways, but then the Democrats wrote the files, which are a hoax to besmirch Trump's name, but all the files only contain Democrats, according to Trump, and then the files are real, and they begin to be released, and they mention Trump by name, like hundreds of times, but Trump and only Trump is innocent out of every other person mentioned. Every other person mentioned is guilty. Trump is the only one that's innocent. Because remember, Obama slash Hillary slash, I don't know, Joe Biden wrote these files. I'm losing track of all of the lies that the administration tells. But you guys get the point. This is the largest cover-up since Watergate, even larger than Watergate in size, scope, and scale. Watergate was largely concentrated. The cover-up aspect of Watergate was largely concentrated within Nixon's own inner circle and inner cabinets. If you've read All the President's Men, it was all the president's inner circle men who were perpetrating this cover-up. But with Trump, it's every single administration department, every single department across the administration, sorry, it is the FBI. The FBI director is just lying in front of Congress. It's the DOJ, the Department of Justice, the Attorney General is sitting there lying on Fox News about having the files on her desk. Department after department after department. Actually, the only person who's been brutally honest about the Epstein files seems to have been Elon Musk, who for one moment tweeted out the truth, which was Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. To continue, before we dig into this Kash Patel video, Donald Trump then posted last night asking no more. He said no more release of the files. Quote, now 1 million more pages on Epstein are found. DOJ is being forced to spend all of its time on this Democrat Epstein-inspired hoax. Okay, so it's a hoax again. It's a hoax again. When do they say no more and work on election fraud? I hate this. So the Epstein files are a hoax in Trump's eyes, but something that's very real is election fraud. Get the fuck out of here. Dems are the ones who worked with Epstein, not the Republicans. Release all of their names, embarrass them, and get back to helping our country. The radical left doesn't want people talking about Trump and Republican success, only a long ago dead Jeffrey Epstein. And this was above his long Christmas message that ended with the words, quote, enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. So the Epstein files are driving this guy so mad, driving him into such a corner that he seems like he just wants to burn it all down at this point. He's like, enjoy what may be your very last Christmas. He also keeps implying that only Democrats are in the files, or that out of the people named in the files, only the Democrats are guilty. It's just BS. Bill Clinton was the first person to come out and say, release them all. Release all of the files. Donald Trump was then caught not knowing what to do because his entire thesis was that Bill Clinton was the main person who was in the files who was going to get cooked. Well, no. Every single release that we've had, it's looked worse and worse for only a few key individuals, and Trump is one of those key individuals. There was one email that Jeffrey Epstein sent in about 2018, I believe, and it said that Donald Trump ran nose first into glass and left a nose imprint there because he was watching young girls swim at the pool. Jeffrey Epstein said in another email that Trump, quote unquote, knew about the girls. Virginia Giuffre, who unfortunately killed herself in April of this year, rest in peace, very, very sad, obviously. She was groomed out of the Mar-a-Lago spa when she was a small girl by Jeffrey Epstein, out of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago spa. It is sickening, and that is why it's even more sickening when our FBI director is lying under oath. Remember, Virginia Giuffre, the person I just mentioned, she was sex trafficked. She recounted this story before she passed away.
There's no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files.
In the case file.
This is such a lie. As you know, we've gotten over a million new files. It might be like 1.6 at this point. We've gotten like so many documents. Every single drop has only shown that there was sex trafficking. There were other people involved. This was information that they had at the time. He is lying under oath. Micah points out he must be immediately criminally indicted for perjury. If you want to see that happen, make sure you drop a like on the video. But to continue, when Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, Trump, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, when we have an entire cross-governmental cover-up and most Americans seem to be oblivious, there's a problem here. Now, the reason why many Americans don't immediately care is because the issues that supersede the Epstein files are things like affordability and the economy. People are really, really struggling under Trump's economy right now. It is rough. So I actually don't blame people if they're more focused on one foot after the other. But I do think the Epstein file saga is a broader window into how, ironically, non-transparent this administration is. When it comes to economic data, we don't get economic data because they're not transparent. When it comes to the Epstein files, we have to drip feed the release. We have to slowly wait for file after file while they're over-redacted because they don't care about transparency. Trump's health clearly being covered up. Strikes that we're doing across the ocean, very, very clearly not having transparency. We're not able to see the videos. Time and time again, this administration is covering things up, and I want to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like.
And really quickly, anybody who's been on the internet has heard the word VPN thrown around like it's some magical invisibility cloak. And honestly, it's not that far off. Surfshark is very helpful in my day-to-day life, not only for hiding my ISP and my location, but for also just taking control of my online life. There are times when I'm traveling and I can log into my VPN on Surfshark and see new shows, new movies that I otherwise wouldn't see. There's also times when you can get cheaper flights depending on where you route your VPN from. I'm not even joking. Different locations have different price offerings. There's also the web content blocker, which is perfect if you have younger family members on the same internet. You can stop a bunch of websites from bombarding them, a bunch of websites from being visited, and just have a bunch of control over what's going on. The best part is that one subscription covers unlimited devices. I've got the same subscription on my phone, my laptop, my TV. So I urge you to check out surfshark.com/mockler and use code mockler for 4 extra months for free of Surfshark VPN. That is 4 months for free if you go to surfshark.com/mockler and use code mockler. Thank you to Surfshark. Thank you to you all.